Principle number 8. I choose to be who I am with the people around me, not a performer trying to control how I'm perceived. This is vital to your potency. You're not here to paint a pretty picture. You're here to pave the way. You need to be the fullest expression of everything you teach, preach, and share. This is about you reclaiming who you be. You need to understand that your true community does not want to see another cookie-cutter leader. They want to see you because they need to see themselves in you. You need to give your audience the opportunity to get to know the real you and experience your potency. And that can't happen when you're trying to control how you're being perceived. I remember performing when I first started out as a coach. I was obsessed with how I was being perceived and putting way too much time and energy into trying to control my image. All this did was help me attract misaligned clients and community while leaving me feeling drained, disconnected, and unseen. Through true devotion to my inner work and trauma healing, I uncovered who I was beneath the constructs and identities that I had created, and I reclaimed my potency. I started showing up fully embodied in my truth, which helped me build a real community. I started sharing all sides of myself and my potency, standing unapologetically as the leader that I am, which made it easy to attract aligned clients that I'm honored to serve, people who are genuinely excited to work with me. My leadership leaves me feeling energized, connected, seen, and above all else, free. Anyone can perform. It takes bravery to lead. Identify the constructs and identities you carry and dive deeper until you meet yourself beyond those constructs and identities. Embrace the totality of your being and dare to share all of that with others. Know that there will always be those who don't appreciate your truth. There will always be those who judge you, dislike you, and perhaps even hate you. But you're not here to please everyone. You're here to lead. It takes a lot of energy to perform and control how you're being perceived. But true freedom is only experienced when you choose to be who you really are. You're not here to perform and paint a pretty picture. You're here to pave the way and lead. And you're here to lead as the fullest expression of who you be. You're here to lead with your potency. We've reached the end of this guide. Make sure you've taken the time to complete the reflection questions provided. I'd love to know how this experience was for you, so please do send me a DM on Instagram. My handle is at IamRuby, or text me directly at 1-781-336-0160. Thank you so much for taking the time to complete the 8 principles of potent leadership.